Hey mama, I know you ain't doing the greatest, but maybe one day I'll be famous. I'll get you out of that fucking apartment you've been in since Christmas, back when I was 16 and reckless. I never told you how much I appreciated everything you did for me. I was too ashamed to speak. Reading through the notes you wrote about me in fifth grade, you probably never thought I'd see. I know that it was tough when you and daddy split up, but you made it through it, show me how strong you can be. I know you said be tough when me and Chelsea broke up, but it's been a year and something, it still bothers me. Everything you ever said to me, I listened very carefully. I kept it in my heart cause you were always there for me. Even when you caught me smoking weed at 17, you said you're better than that, but you weren't even fucking mad at me. I know that you raised me in church, and when I told you I don't have a religion, you said it hurt. It hurt me to know that you're in pain, but even though we think differently, I still love you the same. I hope I've been the greatest brother ever. I can never top the level of the sister that you've been to me. And I know I barely see him, but remember to give Erilyn and Aria a kiss for me. You taught me how to swim when I was 5, and you never told on me when I was dumb enough to drink and drive. I was pretty stupid at 18, but none of the mistakes I made would ever make you hate me. Even that time I screamed and threw a fit because you wouldn't get off the phone, I was pissed. I was probably 9 or 11, around the time that daddy told us Brian went to heaven. And then there's our biggest sister. She's moved around a couple times. She knows we all miss her. We don't speak much, barely keep in touch, but just know I'll always love you no matter what. The distance between you and me can never make me think less of the pretty woman you became to be. And when you get a chance, when you hear this, say hello to Tyler and Sydney for me. First time I saw you cry, I was 6, but you're the strongest man I know. That's why your name's on my wrist. You showed me how to work when I was 12. You said, if anybody ever gives me shit, then go and give them hell. I know your mama ain't doing the greatest either. I really need to get my ass up and see her. She probably doesn't know that she created an idol. Only someone like you could deserve the title. I never really told you what you meant to me. I was busy being mad at you for being mad at me. For doing stupid shit like messing with a girl who had a boyfriend in the military. I was lucky not to get my ass beat, but I probably should have, so it would have knocked some sense in me. You always said that you were proud of me, had a rough patch, but had it figured out when I was 23. I'll never take for granted what you've done for me. I'll make my dash count like you said in 2003. I'll keep pushing on and keep my head up, and one day I'll be just like you. You'll see.